This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Most of the time,
yeah, buddy.
Getting ahead at work has nothing to do with how well you actually do your job.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get noticed. And when you get FaceTime with the big decision makers, that is your moment.
That's right, buddy.
Take advantage of that moment. But people who take advantage of that moment can also get a reputation.
Yeah, buddy.
With the people that they work beside every day.
Mm-hmm.
So with the opportunity we have today in this room, we have a chance to make an impact if we don't mind what everyone else thinks. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Big day at WCMF, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Our big, big, big boss.
Big boss man.
Is coming from out of town for an all-staff meeting.
He's so, bringing his axe.
What? No. Is he really? Did you hear something?
I don't know.
Okay. So every person who works for our company here in Rochester is having lunch in our green room with this guy.
Yeah.
And he's such a big, big, big boss. Kimmy, you had said earlier.
Nobody actually knows what his actual title is.
Yeah, I don't
his official title.
I don't even know what his
big boss guy.
Don't know what his job is.
Yeah.
Not entirely sure what he does. We just know he's a big deal. So Tommy, if you want to get ahead at your job, it is important that people like this notice you. It is important that people like this like you. It is important in moments where you can get FaceTime with them or you're in a room with them amongst other people that you stand out amongst your coworkers.
All right.
So the smart thing to do for anyone we work with while this guy is here today is to either pull him aside for some one-on-one time or during this lunch or presentation, whatever he's giving, ask lots of questions in front of everyone else. Make yourself look like a big deal. Make yourself look like you're invested in the future of your job. That is the smart thing to do, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, no.
Because there's a fine line of being annoying.
Oh, or, right.
Because this guy's seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealt with every kind of ass kisser and BS artist. So he's going to see through an act.
I love how he goes, this guy's seen it all. He can't tell me his name or what he does. You have no idea who this guy
is. But yeah, I know if you got to that position. Yeah.
He's seen it all. What is his name?
Bogey and McCall. No, but you know, nobody likes that guy.
Woman. Nobody that works with that person likes that guy.
I don't think the boss likes it either.
You can be too much to his point.
Okay. You look like a kiss-ass or a brown nose.
All right, we get it.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We realize that hard work never actually gets people noticed, right? Everyone knows that? Our parents used to tell us all you have to do is like look your boss in the eye, do your job, and you'll be rewarded.
Confident.
Exactly. But several studies have shown that the most promoted and highest paid employees at every job are not the hardest workers, but the most well-liked.
All right.
Kissing ass and making yourself heard is the smart thing to do.
Man. I think just showing up and being casual but not lazy. Like, don't push it too hard because it looks like it's forced. And by the way, you're not going to be the only one that's doing this. Let's say you got four kiss asses coming at this guy.
Oh, you got a quad kisser?
Yeah. I mean,
you're trying to be king kiss ass?
Yeah. King kiss on a log jam of douchebags. You know what I mean? It would work fine. And then pulling the guy aside, like you got something special for this dude?
Yeah, maybe.
Punk-ass Rochester loudmouth. Hey, I'm going to tell you something over here, buddy. Hey, can I pull you aside for a minute? I got a couple of ideas. You also have to have something to say.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, kind of, yeah.
You got to have a point.
Okay.
Don't pull the guy aside without having a point.
Look, I want to be clear.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying, all right? And not in the fact that this doesn't work, but that everyone hates that person at the meeting that wants to do that. That being said, we have worked with and still work with several people who make themselves notice in meetings.
Yeah.
They have no talent whatsoever for the job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and they keep getting promoted over and over and over again to the point where they're like working in other states now.
Yeah, it's true.
Got jobs that we can't even comprehend.
The workplace cockroach.
Yes, get paid two or three. But all of those people did exactly what I'm describing. And you guys are sitting here.
I don't know. Did they, though, or did they just wear them away over time?
Oh, like, my God.
I feel like they didn't get that right away. Like, do you think they were so impressive that they got it right away?
Well, no, you don't get
like,
it right
I don't
away.
Think you can get it in one face-to-face interaction.
No, you're right, but you have to keep taking initiative to go out, and it starts with something like this. Hell, I'll give you a perfect example.
Go ahead.
There is a man who you've talked about on this show before, who when you started doing radio here in Rochester, he was an intern, a banner hanger, as we used to call them.
Right out of college.
You got it. And you made fun of this kid mercilessly because he was a go-getter, and he was a kiss-ass, and he brown-nosed, and all he did was pull people aside and tell them, oh, I can do this and I can do that. You crushed him to the point where he despised you.
Yeah.
That man was the third most powerful man in radio in America.
Yes, he is.
Had a corporate job where Ryan Seacrest and Beyonce and people like that were in his office.
Yes.
Could get you floor seats to a Laker game immediately.
Right.
What were you saying earlier?
But that's so unique.
No, is it? Because I can, if we didn't have mics on right now, I could start saying 10 names of people we know.
That you worked with
that had the same amount of talent you have, zero,
yeah.
that are now far better off financially and work-wise, because all they did was make noise when the boss was
in the room. But you got to have that in you. You got to have that drive to be that kind of guy.
You also have to be the person that wants to take on more responsibilities without the pay.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm that person.
Look,
I ain't either.
I'm with
those people like that, I mean, to your point, like that, they will eventually, hopefully, get that better position and be the boss. But there's no guarantee. They could also just be stuck with more praise, but more responsibility.
You're right. I mean, it is a gamble.
I wouldn't want the headaches, Pat.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Our big boss from out of town, like big, is coming in for a lunch meeting today.
Probably coming in with bags of money for us.
All staff. Everyone's going to be there. And in situations
bonus
like...
bonus checks and cars.
In situations like this... There are two roads you could go down in that room. You could keep your head down and just get through the meeting, or you can be that person that raises their hand, asks questions, compliments, tries to have one-on-one time.
Oh, where'd you get that suit, sir? That's a fine cut.
He's going to remember you.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, look, neither of you think...
Bootlicker.
I mean, in the defense of the people that do this...
Of the bootlickers?
I am not this person. You've had the same job for 30 years, over 30 years.
32.
You've never been promoted. Troy writes us.
Yeah, but it's coming.
Troy writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Tommy is screwed. He's got 30-some-odd years of shenanigans that the boss is going to hear all about.
Shenanigans.
I smell a one-on-one meeting in the future. Here's the thing that sucks.
What's that?
Nobody wants to admit they are the brown-nosing, ass-kissing, attention-grabber.
But we all know them.
But here's no one will call and defend that person.
Yeah.
So it makes it sound like it's the wrong thing to do. But if we're going to talk straight facts...
You think it works.
The smart thing... Bro, we've watched it work. I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me.
Yeah, I think you have to have a natural ability to pull that
off. And I think you have to have done this throughout your time at your job, because if you do it all of a sudden, let's say now all of a sudden at this meeting with a big boss, you're raising your hand, you're looking... Like, you're really into what they're saying, you're asking questions, you're doing all these things. Now you've lost the respect of everybody around you who knows you're just doing it because the boss is here.
Okay, no, that you're right. Look, there is a trade-off here.
Yeah.
There is a trade-off, because for every point that you may be scoring with the higher-ups,
right. maybe...
No, you're not maybe. You are losing points with your coworkers, and you have to work with your coworkers on a daily basis, and that can make things more uncomfortable, and if they bust your balls and you can't handle it, it sucks, right? But... There could also be a point 5 years from now where you're looking in the rearview mirror, blasting past those people who criticized you, much like that man who now wears suits that are made by tailors whose names you can't pronounce.
Well, there's too many letters.
There are going to be other bosses and managers there seeing you do the same thing and be like, wait a second, why all of a sudden are you now interested, man?
You could be blown past that guy too, that girl too. I mean, you know, like we said, we have watched people have meteoric rises that didn't have the ability to do the stupid thing we do on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
And now they're in charge of the thing we do on a daily basis.
That's scary. Yeah.
And it's all because, oh, yes, I know. I'd have to ask a question. How did you come up with such a brilliant idea?
I have no spine, sir.
All right. Now we can all agree.
What's that?
No one in this room has the ability to be the kiss ass, the pull aside, the make noise, right? But let's say you get to a point where you are worried about your job.
Okay.
Or you decide you want to take it serious and move forward. You are at the age where it would not matter.
Oh, screwed.
Today, right? Like, yeah. Let me try this. I believe that I have such a poor reputation based on things that we've done and things that I've said to other people that I don't have that opportunity. Yeah. The one person in this room that if they wanted to make a name for themselves, make noise, and still has potential is Kimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you not attempt to do that today, Kimmy?
Because I'm a terrible faker. Like, I don't think
you're a woman, man. It's built in.
Oh, that got weird.
But you know what I'm saying. It's built in.
I'm kind of with him on this one.
No,
which is why we're not getting promoted.
I don't think, no. I know that I cannot impress somebody in 5 minutes.
You can turn on the charm.
To the point where they're going to...
That's been drained.
Give me. I don't have the energy to keep it up either.
Okay.
Like, I don't. You know what I mean?
Can't keep it up, no charm.
And you don't fake it.
Like, even if I have a good interaction the first time I'm meeting this person, shaking hands, like, I can't do that forever.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I
hang
feel
time.
Like they're going to see you right through it.
I understand. All right. But let me ask you this question, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, keeping in mind, Kimmy's the one person in this room that could attempt to do this and benefit from it. So, like, we know if we sit down to this meeting today, and, you know, we're killing Moose today, but let's use it again. Moose down on PXY, he decides he's going to make a move. He's going to make an inside move.
Yeah.
And he starts being that guy raising hand. We'd be crushing him.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? The next day.
He'd be suffering for days, weeks, months.
Oh, the rest of his career. Yeah. All he would have to do is ask one question, and we would never let him hear the end of it. We know we would do that to him.
Yeah.
Kimmy, however. If she were to be that person in the meeting today, knowing she had the ability at her age with her potential to move above where we are, would you criticize her for
it? Of course, man. Why? I let that go.
You don't you care about Kimmy, right?
I do.
Kid works hard. She doesn't deserve
Queen
more
kiss.
Than, she doesn't deserve more than this?
She does, but I'm still going to kill her.
Well, why? Why?
What else am I going to do?
I mean,
and you're fired.
I mean, I get Moose is far enough away where it's fun to bust his balls.
So if she did that, you're going to come in here the next day and
I would be,
praise her?
No.
I would regret every second of it.
Look, I'm not going to come in and high-five Kimmy, right?
So what are you going to do?
I would understand it. I would get it. I wouldn't want to be in her position in this room for the rest of my life.
You
would you?
Be willing
no,
to
I don't
play
want
the
her to leave.
Game here, though, too.
What's that?
It's not going to happen instantly.
No, you're right. You're right. But, like,
I want her to stay here.
What I'm getting at is...
I would miss Kimmy.
I would also miss Kimmy. I don't want her to leave. But if Kimmy wanted something more than this, why would we want to
I understand.
That away? No, you
I
don't, you selfish it. Prick. Who's going to answer my emails?
No, but we have a nice rapport here.
Yeah, that's what it is, rapport. I can't spell rapport in the email I need you to answer.
Is it spelled re-pour?
Yes, P-O-U-R at the end. No, I think that there are some coworkers who, if you watch them make this move, you wouldn't kill them. Because you'd understand.
All right.
I mean, we have this.
I'd have to see it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd give anybody a pass that we work with.
We have this image in our head of the clowns that we work with that we've always seen do this, who are just running like hamsters on treadmills, thinking that they're gaining.
But even people we like,
yes,
we would crush them. We wouldn't want to see it.
Now, here's the thing. When I watch somebody do this, I don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I have this policy.
You can't win.
I don't root for friends.
What?
I don't root for friends.
What?
That's your policy?
Yeah, it's kind of a Tommy corporate problems.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Why would you not root for your friend?
Dark soul.
Thanks, man.
I do, but not energetically.
You don't root for your friends.
Okay. Not
ever.
Like root.
Ever.
I've been friends
like
with you.
Not even people you don't work with. You don't root for them to succeed.
Have you ever rooted for me?
I always root for you.
When? Hey, stupid, ugly, fat, I just did your mom last night.
Yeah?
Is that rooting?
Sure.
Rooting around my mom's vagina? You think that's rooting?
Making fun of you is different than not wanting you to have
no,
good
No, I mean,
things.
I do, but
no,
I wouldn't my verbally.
My ass! My ass!
I wouldn't verbally, hey, go get him, there, partner. You know, he did it for me.
I would absolutely do it for you if you ever strived for anything in your life,
See?
Which you don't.
See?
What have you ever tried to accomplish since I've known you?
A lot of stuff.
Never.
I can't go into it.
I can't think of a single thing you have tried to accomplish since I've known you.
A lot of stuff.
Did you really just say I don't root for friends?
Not big time.
Oh, my God.
I'm not that kind of rah-rah guy. I mean, I don't wish you... ill will.
You absolutely
do.
Not ill
That's
will.
That's kind of what you're saying.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not ill will.
You've never... Have you been happy for a friend?
Yeah, I'm happy for you guys.
We haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah, but I'm happy you're here.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want us to get past. That's what this is, you yeah, selfish prick.
I don't for friends.
He doesn't want anyone to pass him.
Well, I think that's too late. People already have. You have successful friends.
No, but that's even more insulting. He's
well, they think they're successful.
No, and that's just it. God. See? See? Because even that guy that we talked about.
Then I check on their, not so much, buddy.
Even that guy that we talked about, you know, who made it yeah, to like, yeah, the pinnacle. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, who would want that, though? Yeah. Hanging out with, you know, celebrities at the Laker game. Courtside.
Rich. Los Angeles.
252-DBCMF.
Meets the smog. In the traffic.
Hachiroku.
Okay.
Writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I root for Tommy every time I read the obituary. All right, so this is a run-out-the-clock situation today, then, with this big boss meeting?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking in this room, like, what's our plan?
I mean, we have no control. You just sit and take what comes.
Oh, no, so there, okay, I'm going to give you the Pat Duffy secret of the century.
We don't even really know what this meeting is, if it's just right, like a meet and greet, if we have to sit through
something.
Is it
something, just lunch?
I mean, it could
we're
be.
We're not sure what to expect.
He could be coming in to tell us we're all fired.
Right, I mean, there's, it's yeah,
possible.
If he hears this, we're definitely fired. Yeah. Let's hope his flight has not.
That's why I don't root for him.
He's not your friend. All right, yeah, if you want to get out of a meeting that you despise,
yeah,
I'm going to teach you the secret of the century.
Okay.
Are you ready? Start clapping. Whenever something...
When it kind of feels like it's wrapping up?
No. Oh. Whether or not you know he's wrapping up, if it sounds like it could be wrapped up, start clapping.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. And I will show
then
you this.
Then it kind of hurries it along.
Everyone wants to leave on a high.
Right.
So if they're making a point and they're like halfway through and you start clapping, they'll stop.
Goddamn,
no,
boss.
I'm serious, bro. I am dead ass serious. I have tested this theory in 1,000 different places. If you are in a meeting that you do not want to be in and you want to get the hell out, you start emphatically clapping and they will start wrapping things up.
All right.
So
I
need you guys. And by the way, clapping's contagious. If you start clapping, everyone in the room will start clapping.
I would also think it's over.
So let's get the clap theory in today.
All right,
okay, we'll do it.
Not like you had when you were married the first time. Like actual clapping.
I didn't get that from her.
Your wife?
My first wife?
Yeah.
No, I did not get that from her.
No, I'm aware. That is actually a worse thing to say.
Yes, it is.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Delayed justice is still justice.
Yeah.
And this is so delayed that most people in Rochester probably forgot about this story.
Yeah, you're right.
But a woman who is justice, according to her.
Oh, yeah. Number one.
In Monroe County, may not be for much longer because an incident on camera where she demanded treatment that no one else would have gotten looks like it could be the end of the law for Sandra D. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Come back with me, Tommy.
Where are we going?
Just over a year ago.
Yeah.
April of 2024. That's when we discovered a story about Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley.
What happened?
Well, she was driving home one day from work in Webster, where she lives.
Yeah.
When the Webster Police Department tried to pull her over for speeding.
Mm.
And here's the thing. Getting a speeding ticket, not the worst
it's
thing in the world.
Nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly. She did not stop.
Yes.
She was like, nah.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Nope. Was not going to stop while being pulled over. Instead of pulling over, as you know, you do as a normal person, she called the Webster police chief and told him.
While on the run.
Yep. Yeah, on the run.
Well, she's right.
Okay, fair enough.
While not pulling over.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's technically a police chase at this point.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong if you want to get technical. She called the chief of police in Webster, said, I am the one in this car with the lights and sirens behind. And she told the chief of police, I will talk to these officers when I get to my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Which was weird because I was unaware that was an option.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you are if you're the queen.
Well, but I don't know. I don't have the chief of police's phone number.
No, I do.
Do you? Okay, no. Great. So that alone would have been bad enough.
Yeah.
Right? But when she got home, it got worse.
Oh, it did.
Body camera footage showed her going off on these Webster police officers who simply attempted to pull her over for speeding.
But it was that demeaning tone that she took.
You mean this demeaning tone right here?
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Okay.
So you can call this.
Can you please come over here? No. This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. You can call Dennis Kohlmeyer right now.
That's the chief of police.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or anything?
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am, with the hands free. Absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
Can you please tell them to leave me alone?
She's on the phone saying, please tell them to leave me alone.
What an arrogant person.
No kidding. And it gets worse from there. I mean, the audio went on for a full 5 minutes. So the funniest part about this, she did not think the body camera footage would get out.
Which is amazing.
I don't know why.
Well, I'll tell you why.
This is what you people do for a living.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Before we saw that footage, she put out a tweet essentially saying this was no big deal. She paid a ticket. Yeah. That was the end of it. After the video came out, when it was discovered that she had called the chief of police
in
Webster.
She got pants.
Yes. I mean, the Webster Police Department did the right thing.
Right.
They did not want to look like they were playing favorites. Right. So they put the video out. And look, she was charged with speeding. You argue she should have been charged with more.
Yeah.
Right? Because
you resisted arrest.
And you made a valid
argument. You fled.
You made a valid argument. Had that been not a white woman who's the district attorney of Monroe County, that traffic stop could have gone a hell of a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
All right. After the video got out, you know, keep in mind, she put out that tweet. I paid my ticket and everything's fine. She then went on national television, because this blew up, to issue a heartfelt apology.
Yes.
Because apparently when people see you being a dick, that's when you have to change your tone.
Last Monday, I failed you and the standards that I hold myself to.
Wow.
And for that, I am so sorry. What I did was wrong. No excuses.
I take full responsibility for my actions.
I fell short of the values I've held for my entire 33-year career. I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved. All police officers deserve respect. I am truly and sincerely sorry.
Oh, you can pull it down. Okay.
I like all the officers, even the ones that pull me over.
Except in the moment when I'm not treating them with respect, like I say they all deserve
respect. Until everybody sees it, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bingo. So, like we said, it's been over a year, and she's just been doing her job the whole time.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we kind of thought, well, I guess nothing's going to happen, so...
Yeah.
Continue on.
Out of nowhere yesterday, we got a hell of a headline.
Yeah.
Sandra Dorley is out as the Monroe County DA, or at least she will be.
Yeah.
Maybe. So
That's a long, slow out.
So a state commission reviewed this case and how she handled it. And according to 13 Wham, this commission, after viewing all of this stuff and talking to her and investigating, recommended she vacate her position as the district attorney. Story on 10 NBC. That says she testified, I guess, in this case, that she plans to, and I quote, vacate her position to the state commission. I believe she said, it's time for me to go. But here's the thing.
What?
There is no word on when this is going to happen. I guess there's no guarantee that it does happen.
Right.
Like, I don't think that she's, like, forced to do it, even though she said
it's up to her.
It really is, because, like, as we found,
these
commissions, unless it's extreme circumstances, can't actually remove people.
Mm-hmm.
They were voted in. And further... I mean, Tommy, she could resign, and that's her vacating her position. She could finish out her term and then not run. I guess that would be her vacating her position. So, and there's been no statement from her.
Yeah.
So after this story yesterday, we still don't know what the definite ending
is. Sounds like she's riding it out.
I mean, it's a stunning turn of events.
Yeah.
Now, she's been the Monroe County District Attorney for over 13 years. She is the first woman ever to hold that job.
Yeah.
She probably would have won re-election forever until she decided she didn't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this moment that gets caught on camera, it sounds like she's out.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because this story yesterday set off a firestorm of debate across social media.
Yeah.
Tommy, based on what you saw and heard in that video, should she be out?
Yeah, she has no respect. She doesn't have any respect for the people under her based on that conversation with that officer. She basically thinks... You know, she's above it.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Yeah.
I mean, she was condescending to the guy. And the guy's, I mean, God bless that officer, man, because he's just going, hey, man, I'm doing my job that
her,
you
like,
taught
why
me to
so
do.
Mad at me?
What's that?
He literally asks, why so mad at me?
It was like hearing a guy argue with his girlfriend. Why are you even mad? I even do anything.
Doing my job.
And he's just trying to, you know, he has to re-explain his job to her.
Which she knows, because, you know, you're
the district
attorney. And by the way, that cop was in a no-win situation, because if he just drops it and pulls away, he's showing favoritism, and you're not doing your job the right way. If he continues in pushing the issue. Well, now that's someone who's, I mean, I don't know if it's his superior, but it's someone with a lot of power. Yeah. He understands how these things work. She could have made his life really bad had that camera footage not gotten out.
She's just called him a peon.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got a taser.
Kimmy, should she be out?
Yeah, I mean, just based on the job she does.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, like, when it's your job to work with police officers and people who are in trouble for things, like, I don't think you can do that without looking like a hypocrite.
Okay, the hypocritical thing is one thing, but it's not illegal to be a hypocrite.
No, but, I mean, you lose respect with everybody involved.
You're right.
Like,
you're
I don't
right.
know anybody that would point to that, having that role and say, like, oh, she can see that in a fair way.
You're right. Now, here's the thing. Again, I'm talking about the story that comes out yesterday, 252 WCMF, some state commission after, what, 14, 15 months
yeah.
of Sandra Dorley waiting to hear what was going to happen, recommended that she leave the job.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a story on 10NBC that says under testimony, she said that she was going to, quote, vacate her position. It was time for her to go, but we don't know what that means. It's not illegal to be a hypocrite. And the argument for people that want her to keep her job is that if she runs again and people in this community decide it doesn't bother, why should she have to leave? That being said, I don't know how you can trust this person to do their job the right way behind closed doors, because this job is entirely behind closed
doors.
Oh,
yeah.
When you get a glimpse of how she acts behind closed doors.
This is her personality.
I mean, even if she's having a bad day, because the argument's been, you know, it's the worst day of her life. No, it's the worst day of her life that you caught on camera, right? Like,
if, and by the way, a traffic ticket ain't the worst day of your life.
It's the worst day of her life the way she reacts.
Yes.
Right? You caught the worst thing she's ever done. Mm-hmm. We don't know that.
Right.
We don't know how she handles people behind closed doors. We don't know how she handles the cases. Like, why would I trust, based on what I saw when she thought she wasn't going to be pants?
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
How do you argue for that person to keep their job? Unless it's a purely political argument, in which case you shouldn't be part of the argument anyway. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing.
Right.
It's not like she was apologetic right away, like we said.
Right.
She wasn't apologetic until the video hit, because I would even give her grace in this way. If this had happened and she comes out the next day and begs for forgiveness and says, look, I had a really bad moment and I should not have done that. It's still bad.
Okay.
But I get it. When you don't make this statement until after the video is made public, how do you keep your job?
Right.
How?
Not even, but she didn't even do it right when the video was made public. She did it when it went like viral, when it got traction from national media is when she finally decided to make that statement.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it was a full.
She didn't even really care that people, well, I don't know, she probably cared, but it didn't seem like she was forced to do that until like the country knew about it.
Now, I'm trying to remember the timeline correctly, because she was initially pulled over on a Monday. I don't believe that apology came until the following Monday.
Wild.
And it was on Good Morning America, which was even funnier. We were sitting in the room like, hey, we know her.
National TV.
You know, what's really funny about this whole thing.
What is that?
Now, again, this story happened back in April of 2024. It is now August of 2025, or July, Jesus. July of 2025. This commission comes to the conclusion that she shouldn't be doing her job anymore.
Yeah.
10NBC says she's planning on vacating the gig based on testimony. She's been doing this job for over a year since the incident. This took so long that a person that you don't think has what it takes to do this very important job got to do this job for another 15 months?
Yeah.
And it always happens like this. Judge Leticia Stasio.
Yeah, that went on forever.
Right, 18 months she gets removed. But in the meantime, she got to keep being an effing judge.
Yeah.
How?
It's very hard to fire these people.
But, like, how is it not more efficient?
I know.
How? And, like, you know, this ain't a plumber, man. Like, these are the most important people in your community.
Maybe that's why it's so hard to get rid of them. Because they hold so much power.
Okay.
Maybe that's why. I mean, I don't know.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Right? Like,
I agree. I mean, once you have the evidence, it seems like I always said people got canned. But not so fast, buddy.
Well, like,
have a seat.
Seriously, like, how many stories have we done about politicians, judges, elected officials, whoever, who are accused of something horrific? You have multiple witnesses that go, I saw this.
Yeah.
You have video proof that it happened. And they just linger for months and years until they decide they're the ones that are going to go.
But I wonder, too, is because the people that are going to figure this out are also kind of friends, you work with them, they're kind of on your level.
Okay.
when you get to these levels of power that the people, other people of power you're kind of in with. It's almost like, you know, the good old boys club they would talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I get what you're
saying. So maybe that's some of it, too.
It's very possible.
It is some foot dragging, man.
I don't know where this commission, I mean, it's a statewide commission.
The shady commissions we have.
But what you're saying makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get it. It's just like, hey, man, you know, we do have the power to fix this.
Right.
Like you and me and Kimmy and everyone listening, we have the power to fix it.
Yeah.
We just don't do it. It's funny. Like, we bitch and we moan and we kick and we cry. And then
I guess we always figured there was obvious institutions that would take care of this.
Yeah, we're learning over the last couple of years.
We're at institutions.
Well, no, but I mean, it was all kind of a suggestion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, all of those institutions that we were taught in, like, participation in government, and civics, like, it was all like, oh, turns out it was like, please do this.
They'll tell you it's wrong, but there's really no way to actually, like, do anything about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you should do those Schoolhouse Rock tunes and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember that one. I'm just a judge. But I did a little fudge. Now I gotta go, maybe in 6 to 10 months. I hit myself with a toilet seat. I thought it'd be neat. I gotta go someday.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting slammed with Instagram messages. Everybody's saying that she needs to go. And I'm like, I mean, look, it's not a hot take, right? I can't wrap my head around the people that are arguing for her to be able to keep doing this.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you see? And I'm fine with second chances. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm not saying Sandra Dorley is the worst woman in the world. Like, if this woman is sincerely apologetic, fine. I believe her. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that she needs to get a second chance as a district attorney.
Yeah, you're right. Because that, to me, is what you would call a career-ending move.
Yeah, especially that
no
career.
No other way around it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Dunk.
Okay. Well, awesome. How much you want to bet? And I'm just thinking out loud here. I know nothing. How far away is she from retirement? Or did she cross that path in between the incident happening and the recommendation from this?
Oh.
Like, is there a pension? Is there a time she had to hit a pension or something?
Oh, maybe so.
Because if that's the case, it's even more bothersome.
Yeah, I mean, she's been around for a long time, even before she made attorney. I mean, the position she's got now, she's probably already locked in.
Well, she said it in her apology. Can you give me the first part of that apology
again?
What'd
she say?
The sincere apology she gave after everyone watched what happened on that video.
Last Monday, I failed you and the standards that I hold myself to. And for that, I am so sorry. What I did was wrong, no excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions. I fell short of the values I've held for my entire 33-year career.
Oh, 33.
I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved.
Yeah. Not just a lawyer.
All police officers deserve respect.
You can pull it down. No.
I am truly and sincere.
Okay. So,
yeah.
But here's the funny thing, man. What? Like, let's say she resigns today.
Yeah.
We just wait for the next one.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't stop.
There'll be another story at some point.
There's another story, and nothing changes, and we don't learn our lesson.
No,
and then
don't.
The day after we get all mad about the next story, there's a dog that's, like, is painted like a box of Fruity Pebbles on TV, and we go pay attention to that instead.
You know what that is? Democracy.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It doesn't make sense that this place has been unbelievably successful in the first place.
Okay.
So if you have had this success in every town that you open up, why would you change?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Anything, because they have now really pissed off their diehard loyal fans
really?
That have wandered into their new remodeled restaurant.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. Can someone explain to me
what is that?
The phenomenon that is Cracker Barrel.
It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a community in America where you don't have a Cracker Barrel within like 10 miles of where you are. And every time you go to a Cracker Barrel, it is jammed to the gills full of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been to a Cracker Barrel in my life where I walked right in and sat down. You're sitting in that country store.
You
buy candy that your grandpa used to give you.
Yeah, they hit you with the convenience store aspect too.
Exactly. So Cracker Barrel has a dynamite business plan going on.
Yeah.
And because of that, they decided to change something.
Quaint country vittles.
Yeah, I almost said Cracker Jack because you said quaint country vittles.
But that's kind of like their theme.
Yes, it is, yes. Cracker Barrel has redesigned 60 of their stores in a pilot program to take down all the homey country junk off the walls of the restaurant.
Are they getting rid of the rocking chairs?
I don't know about the rocking chairs, but I'm looking at a video of inside a redesigned Cracker Barrel. It looks like the inside of like an at-home store.
Wait, so they made it modern?
Yeah. I mean, you still got the stone fireplace, but the walls have nothing on it. It looks like the inside of like an old barn, but like painted white.
Oh. So it went from like your grandma's house to like something that completely, I mean, it takes away all that like hominess of the, I thought that was a whole draw of a Cracker Barrel.
100%.
It always reminded me like of places you would stop to when you're on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all that away.
Yeah.
All that folksiness.
It's gone.
So who's it for now?
Good question, because the people who frequent Cracker Barrel
are
furious.
It's got no charm.
They've been getting their asses kicked on social media for removing all of this stuff. Now, it's a pilot program, so it may not be for good. They only did it to 60 of their stores, and they have 600 locations nationwide. So it's not like it's even like a big dent in all their locations. But the Cracker Barrel diehards, it seems, they want a big-ass wagon wheel and a picture of a cowboy.
Yeah, that's why you go there. It'd be like how Waffle House now having valet parking.
Did they take away the rocking chairs?
We don't know about the rocking chairs.
They're probably out.
The inside. Got rid of the chairs.
You can't rock the modern furniture. Don't work.
Why do we like restaurants with crazy crap on the walls?
We always have.
Why?
Well, it's a comfort thing.
It almost feels like you're on vacation.
Okay, no, it can't be a comfort thing. Because
it's a comfort thing because you know what to expect, I guess, when you walk into those places. It's always looked that way.
But here's the thing. It's nothing but sensory overload, right? Like, I would say it's the opposite. Like, it's anxiety. Like, someone like me, I'm trying to, like, identify everything that on the wall when I walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's always like,
But you're never bored.
Yeah.
It might distract you from the fact that you may have to wait a little longer to get a table.
I mean, because like all those restaurants got into that, TGI Fridays, Bennigan's, all that stuff. They had all that stuff on the walls, right?
Yeah.
And we love it.
But like, I can't name a single American chain restaurant. Seriously, can you think of one that doesn't have junk everywhere when you walk in? Think of one.
Like a chain, like sit-down restaurant?
You got it.
Down. Yeah, you have to have it.
Can you name a single chain sit-down restaurant, 252 WCMF, where you walk in and there isn't a bunch of crazy crap hanging on the walls? See? Can't do it.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but the same crazy crap that's been there for, like, decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they've changed up the crazy crap. It's just looked the same.
And, like, some of these restaurants, they try to specifically get to your town to make it seem like a small town restaurant. Like Applebee's, for example.
Yeah, they'll put local stuff in there.
My dad's picture was hanging above the door at the Applebee's in Gates in Westgate Plaza. It may still be there if you walk through. And you bet your ass, every time we walked into that Applebee's for half-price appetizers, he would point out, there's me right there.
Right,
and he would then stand under the picture and do the same pose he was making in the picture.
Yeah, Hooters did it too. And you don't need to do it at Hooters.
Great point. Plenty to look at down on the ground.
That's it.
I can't think of like a sleek-looking modern chain restaurant.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Listen, we're just blanking. There's got to be one.
Who is it? Olive Garden's got the Italian. Like, they have like, it looks like it's an outdoor garden.
Yeah.
Like an Italian villa on the side of the wall. Applebee's. Red Robin.
I guess because you want to like escapism.
But like
when you sit down, like I'm getting away from it for a little while.
Is it escapism? I know
Jefferson
Road is right there.
And I can hear it.
I'm looking out the window. I see Jefferson. There's my grandma driving down the street.
I mean, I do think that like some of the chain fast food places have modernized. Like they changed their look a lot. Like McDonald's is one of them. Made it look more like a cafe, I guess.
Yes.
But I can't think of like a sit down.
Yeah.
Restaurant that's changed anything about it.
Okay, so we can't get to the bottom of why there's crazy crap on the walls. Again, we're talking about Cracker Barrel. They are testing a pilot program. They redesigned 60 of their stores and took down all the homey country junk that you know Cracker Barrel for, and fans are losing their mind. But there's something else we need to figure out.
What's that?
I don't understand the phenomenon that is Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
The food is not mind-blowing.
No, but it's cozy comfort food.
But
it's biscuits and gravy.
But you can get that at any diner in America, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful. I get it's a chain restaurant. Mm. You know, you can only expect so much. Every diner is doing it's better at every diner than it is at Cracker Barrel. I mean, it's mass-produced.
Well, I guess does Cracker Barrel have, like, a bigger menu, though? Maybe that's what people are looking for? I mean, diner menus are pretty big.
I've never sat down at a – because I've been in a Cracker Barrel, like, two or three times.
Mm.
I've never sat down at a Cracker Barrel and been like, oh, I want that.
I'm trying to think. Didn't they have like some unique like Southern stuff, like greens on the side?
Okay,
stuff like
maybe.
That?
Maybe.
Like collards.
But like, do people up here, if they liked collards, there would be more collards around.
Well, yeah.
I love collards. I'm not going there for the collards. And if you're down south, every diner's got collards.
True.
Bro, you go to get a suit. In the pockets, they stuff it with collars.
I wonder, though, you trust, like, your local diners. Like, you probably have a favorite local diner. But if you're out of town, are you going to the Crackle Barrel? Crackle Barrel?
That's where they sell biscuits and fireworks. Crackle Barrel.
Where you know the menu? Or are you trying to experience a local diner? Because I feel like people are probably going to go to the chain they know if, like, they're... Let's say you're at a hockey tournament or something. You might go to the chain you know instead.
No, if you ask me, when we go on a hockey tournament, if there's not free breakfast at the hotel, I want a local diner.
I think you're unique, though, in that.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people are seeking out like the local stuff.
Look, to your point, I told this story on the air a couple years ago.
Yeah.
My daughter had a hockey tournament in Erie, Pennsylvania. All of the diners around town were just jam full of people.
Yeah.
And she had an early game. So we ordered to go from Cracker Barrel. I went to pick it up. And while I was in that Cracker Barrel waiting for our food, I watched two hockey families get in a knockdown, fist fight over someone standing and trying to take a table and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But that place, again, there were...
Should grab some candy.
There were 50 people waiting for a table.
Oh, it's always Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
It doesn't make sense.
And they're big with the NASCAR crew.
Okay.
They're huge with NASCAR fans around the country.
Okay. But like that, I get fine. Like you're in a city where people are moving through. The one in Henrietta makes no sense because we in Rochester do diners great.
There's a bunch in Henrietta too.
Thank you. We're diner,
but it's kind of off the expressway.
Yeah.
So you can pull right off the expressway.
More for the traveler.
You know what I mean? And get in and get out.
Okay.
That might be its appeal.
But no, you have to get off 90 and then get off 390 and then drive three exits. No, I mean I'm assuming those are local people at the Cracker Barrel in Henrietta. Why? Why? Does Jay's or Highland or Steve's Original or name one of the other 50,000 diners? They're all amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to Crackle Barrel or
Crackle Barrel.
All right. So, I mean, hopefully Cracker Barrel gets a message and they put all the crazy crap.
I'm shocked. I'd be pissed if I went to a Cracker Barrel and it now looks like, you know, some mod building with like hipster serving me.
It doesn't fit the name.
Yeah.
That name doesn't go with that.
Do you think they have, like, a big storage unit where they kept all the crap just in case this went poorly?
Oh, I hope so.
How'd you like to be that guy that works for Cracker Barrel? They pay you to come in, you got to redesign the whole thing.
Unscrew everything and pull it out.
Now you got to go screw it all back up there? One interesting theory
on
Facebook. You can always get us the WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Dan writes us, they probably took the stuff off the walls because it's hard to keep it clean. When you walk into a place with all the crazy crap, it's always dusty. That would take hours every day to clean.
That's kind of the charm.
Yeah, well,
the grittiness of it all. Like an old country store you'd walk into.
The grittiness of the chain
restaurant
I'm walking into.
But that's what they're going for, right? The old country store.
Yeah. It's got to, when they were cleaning all that stuff out, it had to feel like cleaning out a family member's house of a person that passed.
You're probably right.
Right?
You're probably right.
What are we going to do with all these plates?
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.